CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 17th of December, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Ofcom document on changes to amateur radio licensing released. YOTA month continues. WRC 23 ends. Earlier this week, Ofcom released a document entitled Updating the Amateur Radio Licensing Framework. The document states that amateur radio licenses will be changing in 2024 and provides details of the changes that are planned. These include adjustments to the overall licensing framework and rules in a number of areas including call signs, technical parameters and license format, terms and conditions. To read the document in full, as well as a range of associated documents and resources generated by the RSGB and Ofcom, visit rsgb.org/license-review. Youngsters on the Air Month is well underway, with some great activity from a range of schools, universities and radio societies. If you'd like to get involved, you can listen out for the special call sign, Golf Bravo 2-3, Yankee Oscar Tango Alpha, and make these young operators feel welcome on the air. Today, the call sign is being operated between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. under the supervision of RSGB Board Director Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, young members of Hereford Amateur Radio Society, and other youngsters will be getting on the air. Later this week, on Thursday the 21st of December, between 6 p.m. and midnight, Ben will also be helping a fully licensed young radio amateur activate a SOTA summit. They will be working on the 160 and 80 meter bands with the YOTA call sign. On Saturday the 23rd of December, Tommy M7OMY, supervised by M0BOY, will be back on the air for the duration of the day and night. There's still time to get involved with Youngsters on the Air Month. Just email Jamie M0SDV at yota.month@rsgb.org.uk to book a slot or ask for further information. Following 4 weeks of deliberations, the 2023 World Radio Communication Conference concluded in Dubai on Friday, the 15th of December, with the signing of the Provisional Final Acts and a closing ceremony. The numerous changes don't formally take effect until the 1st of January 2025, and preparations are already underway to agree the agenda for future WRC events. The RSGB's special focus pages have the final news report and photos. To view these, visit rsgb.org/wrc-23. The results will be reviewed by the Spectrum Forum after the Christmas break, alongside the IARU and domestic changes. The UK Meteor Beacon project is now in its second phase, and both phases have been supported by the RSGB Legacy Fund. At the RSGB 2023 convention, Brian Coleman, G4NNS, outlined the plan for the second phase. A network of receivers will be developed, streaming their data via a central server for detailed study of individual meteor events. This is a cooperation between the worlds of amateur radio and astronomy. You can now watch Brian's presentation on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/therSGB. The RSGB Legacy Fund supports a wide range of amateur radio projects. You can find out more and download an application form on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/legacy. The RSGB election process has begun and there are 11 roles to fill. These include 8 regional representatives covering a wide range of regions, as well as an elected director and 2 nominated directors. Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, is the new chair of the nominations committee and he is keen to see people volunteer. He also says that being a director of the RSGB is a great opportunity to contribute to the future direction of the society, and the RSGB needs the best people to come forward and play their part. If you don't feel you can volunteer, do you know somebody who would make a good director? Do you know someone committed to amateur radio, in touch with the leading thinking in amateur radio today, and capable of contributing to the society's work in a team environment? If so, ask them to stand for election or as a nominated director. Find out more about the RSGB election process and all the available roles on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/election. Following feedback from the amateur radio community, the RSGB's learning team is launching a revised discovery scheme in the new year. This will be a revamp of the individual scheme for the Beyond Exams initiative and consists of 3 levels of participation. The Explorer level is aimed at newcomers to amateur radio and will run from January to March 2024. The Adventurer level, which will run from April to June 2024, is targeted at those who've been involved with amateur radio for a while and wish to progress. Requiring more significant experience, the Master level will run from July to December 2024. For more information, contact Beyond Exams Coordinator, Mark Burrows, 2E0SBM, via bravoecho.coordinator@rsgb.org.uk. As the 2023 year draws to a close, we'd like to take the opportunity to thank all newsreaders who read the RSGB News on a variety of platforms for their service to their fellow amateurs throughout the year. We respectfully ask amateurs to check carefully before using 145.525 MHz on a Sunday, as there are many GB2RS broadcasts throughout the day on this frequency. Thank you to all those who listen on Sunday mornings and the other times that the news is read, to those who call in afterwards to speak to newsreaders, and to everyone who listens via various other platforms. RSGB headquarters will be closed for Christmas and the New Year from 4:30pm on Friday the 22nd of December until 8:30am on Tuesday the 2nd of January 2024. Next Sunday, 24th of December, the GB2RS news script will be prepared as usual and read at the discretion of individual news readers. We will be reading it. There will be no GB2RS broadcast on Sunday the 31st of December 2023, but many news readers will be holding informal nets in their usual broadcasting slots. Yes, we will be doing this. During the holidays, if you need information about amateur radio, exams or RADCOM, you'll find lots of pages on the RSGB website at rsgb.org. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. There will be reduced hours on New Year's Eve when the centre will be closing at 2pm. Following the seasonal closures, the RSGB National Radio Centre will also be closed for essential maintenance works between the 2nd and 5th of January 2024. Outside of these times, volunteers look forward to welcoming visitors as usual. Remember that RSGB members can download a free entry voucher for Bletchley Park from the RSGB website at rsgb.org/BravoPapaVoucher. GB2RS News on the Isle of Man is delivered by a team of four newsreaders and is widely heard thanks to the extensive GB3IM UHF repeater network. Please note that from the 7th of January 2024 onwards, the transmission is moving to the new time of 4 p.m. For a complete list of GB2RS broadcasts, please download the broadcast schedule from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. And now for details of rallies and events. The Sparkford Wireless Group Tabletop Rally in aid of RAIBC will take place on Thursday, the 28th of December, from 9:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. The event will be at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil, Somerset, postcode Bravo Alpha 227 Quebec X-ray. Entry is £3 and free parking and refreshments will be available. For more information, email Bob via Whiskey Juliet Hotel 069@gmail.com. And the Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 28th of January at the Festival Hall, Caistor Road, Market Raisin, postcode Lima November 8, 3 Hotel Tango. The doors will be open from 9 a.m. and admission is £2. Ample free car parking and hot refreshments will be available. Tables cost £10 each. At 2 p.m. after the rally, there will be a used equipment auction. Items for the auction will be booked in from 1 p.m. Contact Steve M5ZZZ for tables and details via m5zzz@outlook.com or on mobile 07777 699 069. And the special event news. Celebrating Christmas and the New Year, special call sign Papa Hotel 23 X-ray Mike Alpha Sierra will be active until the 28th of December. Following this, special call sign Papa Hotel 24 Hotel November Yankee will be active from the 28th of December to the 31st of January. For more information, visit QRZ.com. This note for members of Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society who are active during December using special call sign Golf Bravo 5 X-ray Mike Sierra. The station is active on the HF bands using CW data and SSD. Now the DX news. Harold DF2WO is active as X-ray Tango 2 Alpha Whiskey from Burkina Faso until the 19th of December. He operates all modes on the HF and 6-meter bands and via QO100, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS and Logbook of the World. Gab HB9TSW has been active as Zulu 68 Bravo Golf from the Slatina Airbase in Kosovo since the 5th of December. He's operating CW only in his spare time until the 19th of December. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or via his home call. Now the contest news. On Tuesday the 19th, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 23cm band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And on Thursday the 21st of December, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 14th of December, 2023. We had a fairly settled time last week, with only the solar wind and some solar flare activity to contend with. Sunspot region 3514 produced a moderately strong Mach 5.8 solar flare on the 14th of December. This event was responsible for a coronal mass ejection, CME, but that was directed to the west and missed the Earth. The problem with the solar wind is that its BZ has mostly been pointing south, which means it more easily couples with the Earth's magnetic field, allowing solar plasma to flood in. The result was that the KP index mostly remained high, with the index hitting 3 or 4 across the mid-week period. While not excessive, this has affected HF to an extent, although the daytime MUF over 3,000 km have remained above 28 MHz on most days. What you may find is that the higher bands are now closed until later in the morning, and that they close earlier in the afternoon as well. This is partly due to the time of the year and partly due to the lower solar flux index we are experiencing. The solar flux index improved slightly over the past week, ending at 135 on Thursday, having been in the 120s earlier. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the range 125 to 140. It's predicting unsettled geomagnetic conditions from the 16th to the 19th of December, with a maximum KP index of 5. Now for a propagation forecast. SANTA's broadcasting arm, SANTA Radio, Oscar Foxtrot 9 X-ray, is active again near the Arctic Circle on all amateur radio bands using CW, SSB and FT8 until the end of the year. The activity is organised by the Radio Club of Pusula, OH9W, and Radio Arcala, OH8X. Keep an eye on dxsummit.foxtrotindia to find out where they are operating. So far, they've been spotted on 160, 40, 20, 12, and 10 metre bands. The PROPI prediction chart shows that anywhere between 10 MHz and 28 MHz is fair game during daylight, while 7 MHz and below will work better at night. And now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. As expected, the return of a significant region of high pressure, developing over the continent as the week ends, will bring some enhanced tropo conditions from southern UK into the continent and across Biscay into northern Spain. It's also possible that the traditionally preferred policy of beaming around the edge of a high for DX paths will make looking east into northern Germany, Poland and the Baltic a fair prospect, but only until around Tuesday the 19th when a cold front moves south and breaks the path. This is a pity since it will be there before Tuesday's 1.3 gigs contest and Thursday's 70 megs UK activity contest, which looked like missing the best conditions. The second half of the coming week will be dominated by low pressure to the north of Britain and a series of fronts and showery troughs driving south, bringing much colder air with a risk of wintry weather. It will also become very windy at times. This removes tropo from the picture, but rain scatter may be worth considering, although the shower echo regions will be moving briskly. Use online rain scatter displays to help you. The other modes of meteor scatter and aurora are worth leaving on the list, with the remains of the December Geminids still with us. Don't forget that out-of-season sporadic propagation often appears in the period from mid-December to mid-January, so check the 10 and 6 metre bands periodically for activity. For EME operators, moon declination is negative, but rising, going positive on Wednesday the 20th. Past losses are at a minimum at perigee, the moon's closest point. This was on Saturday the 16th. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. This has been a long main news, so there are no nets in this list. Events only. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. and the Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Contact is Matt 20FNT 0730 554 9614. Thornbury in South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. On this Wednesday, members will be taking part in the Chairman's Quiz. Contact is Terry M0TJX Secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk or 07889208090. And Yeovil Amateur Radio Club is meeting from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday for an evening of talks and Christmas celebrations. Contact is secretary at yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. In Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 22nd of December at Hirwine YMCA Hall, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 44, 9 Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Contact is Ian Miles, 2W0IWM, info at aberdareradio.club. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Contact is Brian at GW4DVB, info at aberkenfigradioclub.co.uk. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting for a NATO night. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG 07900560080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411 595103, or Mike Charlie 0 Yankee Alpha Delta dot club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Epo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Tuesday, Newport Amateur Radio Society is having its Christmas meal from 7 p.m. Contacts via golfwhiskey4ezw.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 417 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2fox.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk or contacting John GW4BUZ on 01443 432 542. And Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Cleveland Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. For more information, visit uskside-alpha-romeo-charlie.com. That ends this week's GBTRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.oscarromeogolf. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.